Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right. There's many people out there who are doing some amazing work at this time. There's lots of charities locally and nationally that are working hard to ensure people have enough food to eat, have someone to talk to, all kinds of things. One organisation is Age Concern Marbella and San Pedro we're talking about today. Sandra Sprawson and Linda Woodin are both volunteers for that organisation. We want to find out about the amazing work that Age Concern have been doing during this crisis, and of course looking forward towards the future when things start to get back to normal. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning, Hannah.
Hi, how are you, first of all?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. It's interesting times, to say the least.
Yeah, absolutely. Very difficult for lots of people.
And have you found an increase in people calling your helpline?
Yes, we have, especially initially. Initially, we were getting calls from all over Spain. I think mainly thanks to Talk Radio Europe, because they were hearing you guys who were giving out our helpline number. And I was getting calls from all of the coasts of people who were suddenly stuck here and had problems that they'd never anticipated.
Has that kind of slowed down a bit then recently?
Yes, that has. And I think the other offices of Age Concern have now made sure that they got their numbers out there as well. And we're not getting the calls from the other coasts so much. And here, well, again, in the beginning, we got more calls, mainly people trying to get information. But that has also slowed down now.
And have you seen a sort of change in the kind of things that people have been asking for then? Has it been very different?
Yes, I've had all sorts of, requests of different things. And as I say, you know, people on other coasts who were had major problems. We, in fact, had one couple that really, really had major problems, serious health problems, were stuck, hadn't expected to be here, had no food, and we didn't have an age concern on the particular area that they were, but one of our volunteers managed to get in touch with the local authorities, and they were wonderful, and they went and helped these people, the Spanish local authorities.
Oh, fantastic.
And I don't know what they'd done if they hadn't known how to get in touch with us in the first place.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which was, you know, was really good. I've also had things like people asking, oh, could we help them get a solar panel repaired on top of their motorhome because they had no electricity and they couldn't go anywhere and they didn't know what to do and they didn't know who to contact. So they contacted Age Concern.
Yes, gosh. Well, yeah, I mean, there must be so many people who don't necessarily know where to turn at this time. There's a lot of people with a lot of questions wondering who they're supposed to speak to. So it's great that you've been able to either help them yourself or point people in the right direction.
Yeah, that's what I try to do. There's quite a lot of things that I do know about, but otherwise, we find out and get back to them.
Yeah, fantastic. And has there been any sort of benefits, do you think, with this situation that's been happening?
The benefits have been is that there are just so many wonderful people out there with really good, who really want to help. And we've had lots of calls from lots of younger people, fortunately, because one of the things that happened as well, where we were told most of our volunteers are over 60, a lot over 70, and we were told by the local authorities that we shouldn't be sending anyone over 60 out to help anyone else. They were to stay home as much as possible. So we really needed some new younger volunteers, and we got lots of people phoning in and wanting to help, who have been able to go out there and do the shopping and collect the medication or go to the post office or do the things that people have needed, you know, to ask us to do to help.
Yeah, oh, that's wonderful, really wonderful.
And we've even had, well, there's a lovely young couple who got in touch, Andy and Nicola, who decided they wanted to make meals, and called and asked if we had anyone who now they couldn't get out and maybe couldn't make their own meals or, you know, had very little means that would need meals. And we did, in fact, put them in touch with various of our clients. And since the beginning of the lockdown, so this is now over 5 weeks, they have been cooking daily meals and taking daily meals to lots of people out there. And that has then since snowballed as they got more and more people offering to help. And then they've started delivering and making food, or several other people have as well, for families and lots of people who are hard up in the area.
Oh, that's absolutely wonderful, isn't it? Amazing.
It really is, yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's fabulous. What is the helpline number that we
The helpline number is 689-355-198.
Okay, 689-355-198.
That's right.
And that is a central number that people can call. And as we say, if you're not able to help them particularly, you can look into finding someone who can.
Yes, that's right. That's
yes.
what I do.
Yes,
I mean, it's mainly sort of, you know, for advice and support. And then, as I say, yes, getting information and helping them with whatever we can.
Mm. And has there been people contacting you who are lonely and are just looking for someone to talk to? Because that's always my concern. And I think about people who are on their own.
Not so much. Again, I think communities have also stepped up. You know, people have been making sure that they're, if they had neighbours that they knew they were on their own, talking to them and trying to keep them company, running errands for them as well, if they were, you know, people who couldn't go out. I do have some calls, and I have sort of long-term clients. In fact, that's the age concern helpline ringing now, but I'll answer it in a minute.
No problem.
We have, and I think a few of us are different volunteers. We have different clients, and of course we ring them every couple of days to make sure they're okay, and or you know, or if they do want to chat, and they know. Again, most of the clients who've formed relationships with different volunteers know that they can always call their own volunteer as well for support, apart from calling me.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, that's brilliant. Thank you so much, Sandra. We've also got Linda with us on the other line. Morning, Linda.
Good morning, Hannah. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Thank heavens.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And well done to you as well, all the work that you're doing. You've been busy too.
Yes. Well, quite often they don't know how to contact the helpline if they haven't heard the number, and they somehow come through on Facebook or any other way, you know, emails and so on. And then I've given them the details, the message to Sandra and to Carol, who also is on our committee, who I think you know.
Yeah.
And we seem to pick up people all over the place. You know, as Sandra said, not so much now, but in, you know, when we did the last discussion about a month ago, you know. But what I would also like to do is quickly sort of say thank you very much to you, Hannah, because you are doing various challenges and donating your money or the donations that are given to you to Age Concern, which we really, really appreciate.
Ah, no problem.
So one is with Bink Bank, and the other one, unfortunately, I think it's been delayed for you, but doing the Santiago de Compostela walk with a couple of other young ladies who we know.
Yes, I know. That's supposed to be towards the end of May. I'm still holding out hope that that could still happen, but it's looking unlikely, isn't it?
Yeah, and then I would actually leave it until sort of October.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I think you girls are going to die of heat.
Yes, which we don't want to do.
Which you don't want to do. No, no. But what I would also like to do is thank Collective Calling, because, in fact, Age Concern have donated a sum of money to them because they are feeding, on behalf of Age Concern, many of our clients, which I think has been fantastic. And that's going into areas all along the coast. They've done a huge, huge job. You know, so it's not just Andy and so on. It's various restaurants. I mean, they've just been amazing, as Sandra says, you know, which I think is wonderful. But what I've found is that there are a few people, sadly, who have lost a partner, passed away usually, or just general old age. But a few people have had a shock departure because their partner has got CV-19, and they don't know what to do in order, they've got no income. Mm. So I have spent a little bit of time talking to the British Pensions Office, and we are in the middle of now putting together a website information on what to do in the case of a bereavement, because many people, they come out here and one partner dies and they don't know where to begin. Mm. So hopefully that will, in the next couple of weeks, we'll get that up onto the website for people to go into and know exactly point by point what they should do and how they should go about it. So I hope that will help in, you know, yes, for the future and so on.
Yes.
So that's the one thing. And in fact, we have got a lady right now who we're trying to help, whose husband has passed away, sadly. And of course, she isn't even British. So she's got a terrible problem. She was married to a British man. But we can help. We can help everybody.
Mm.
You know, if we can't help, we will find a way of helping them. You know, because obviously there are a lot of people that are over that 50, 60 sort of age group down here, enjoying the lovely climate and so on and so forth. But they don't think about what will happen suddenly if something goes wrong.
No, no.
You know, so we're here for that. And,
right,
you know, so I hope that that sort of helps them. And also, it seems that we're starting to relax with you know, what people can do and where they're going. It doesn't seem to happen to many of us, but I think the children are going to be allowed to go out and, you know, go on to the gardens of the properties that they live in and so on.
Yes, that would
which
be
is
great.
Fabulous.
Definitely.
Yeah, and then with us. So we've got exercises that we can do in the house and out in the gardens to just to get ourselves fit and back into those bikinis again, you know.
Yes. Seems so far away, all of that, doesn't it? But hopefully things are, as you say, going to start returning to normal within the next few weeks or so. That would be really great. In the meantime, if people want to get in touch with Age Concern, the helpline number again is 689-355-198.
Correct.
Linda, thank you so much for coming on today.
Pleasure, and thank you, honestly, Talk Radio Europe, for everything that you're doing for us. Really, you've been fantastic.
Oh, that's great to hear. No problem at all. Thank you, Linda. And thank you too, Sandra.
Thank you, Hannah.
Thank you, ladies. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to. Naturally, families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio.
starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.